renewable, clean energy. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
With more research and incentives, we can break our dependence on oil with biofuels.
That's part of the State of the Union address from President Barack Obama this week. And following up on that message was a visit from USDA Rural Business Programs Administrator Judy Canales, who was in Tennessee to visit with industry officials who are helping to produce biofuels from farm products.
This is, as he stated, this is our new horizon. This is our new opportunity as a nation to grab a hold of something that we can personally invest in here for this country, government, business, all the different communities. We believe the answer, though, will be in rural America.
Administrator Canales, who works for USDA's Rural Development, says she's encouraged by the biofuel commitment in Tennessee to utilize corn, switchgrass, and other woody biomass to produce ethanol. And the challenge is to get more consumers utilizing that clean energy.
Flexible fuel vehicles are growing. They're becoming more and more predominant. We've got to make sure that we now have the sources, the locations where people can now be able to get the fuel. And this is, frankly, another business opportunity. What we're doing is exploring how we can broaden this network to be able to have the availability of flexible fuel pumps and the infrastructure for that to be delivered here in Tennessee.
Administrator Canales says rural development has had a long history of success in the investment programs here in Tennessee, and their goal is to continue to make rural areas viable.
And we want to make sure that the quality of life for the farmers, agriculture families, and all the businesses that support that, schools and churches and other institutions, can fully benefit from this investment from rural development.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.